Playwright Tom Cole was a friend of Arthur Miller's. He was also his neighbor since the 1970s. He's with us now from his home in Roxbury, Connecticut. Mr. Cole, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you.
Now, I understand your house once belonged to Arthur Miller.
Yes, it's the house that he came to in 1948, and where he wrote Death of a Salesman, and in fact, The Crucible. But he didn't actually write it in this house, Death of a Salesman. He felt he had to build a shack, build a place of his own. You know, Arthur's very handy, and Death of a Salesman is quite fantastical. It revolves around memory and fantasy and people who are dead but are still alive, and he just had this mystical feeling that he had to first build the place to write it in, and so he built this shack. I'm looking at it right now. It's just up on the hillside here in the snow, and only when he had the roof up and the windows and the door did he feel he could get Willie Loman home again, and that's what happened. In fact, the story he tells about it is that when he finally had it together, he just dumped the tools in the corner, and they all smelled of raw pine and so on. And he began in the first act of the play. He only had the first lines, I think, which were, I'm home, and Willie, are you all right? Something like that. That's all he knew. And he finished the first act basically in about 48 hours with very little sleep. And when he came out of the shack, he was hoarse. He couldn't talk. And he realized he had been standing around shouting the lines to himself. And that's the place where he did that. Yeah.
So that's how he wrote. He sort of talked his way through his plays.
I think so. He always said that he really wanted to be an actor, but he couldn't remember the lines. So he decided he'd better write them. But there was very much of the actor in Arthur. He was a wonderful storyteller, an altogether generous friend and the best company and big heart, but particularly a wonderful storyteller and very, very funny. And I'm not sure the world is aware of that, you know, because he's such a serious playwright.
That wry, almost droll sense of humor.
Wonderful drollness. And you always knew when there was a story to come, because he'd get that funny look in his eye. His eyes would sort of crinkle and get a sort of half smile or a quarter smile, and you say, oh, here it comes, another story. I remember that Inga Morath, his brilliant wife, died a few years ago. When she first met him, it was on the set for The Misfits. And she was a very good photographer. Magnum photographers were covering The Misfits of still photo. And she was European. She had never met him. And she'd only read Death of a Salesman. She said, oh, I'm going to meet the most grim, solemn, serious man. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. This was out in Reno, in Nevada, where they were shooting. And she went out, and there was this pool, and there was a man, great big tall man, lying on his back in the water, smoking a cigar and telling jokes with his Brooklyn accent. And I think that's when she fell in love with him on the spot. I think he was telling jokes to John Huston. It's clear that, you know, he would have been a terrific actor, too, if he had such presence and wonderful timing.
He had a wonderful ability to portray the toils and the triumphs and the fears of the common man. Where did that come from?
Well, he had known a lot about that, because when his family, you know, crashed in the crash at 29, they didn't have much money, and Arthur was around Brooklyn after that and had all kinds of jobs. He worked one time in the Navy Yard, Brooklyn Navy Yard, and so on. Had a real feel for that. But he also liked the world of himself, of handwork. I mean, making things and, you know, fixing up this tractor and tinkering with cars and all that. And that gave him a strong bond with people who lived that way.
So he was a playwright who had calluses on his hands.
Exactly. And, you know, theater is, of course, kind of handmade. You know, it's almost like a medieval set of crafts. And since Arthur was such a tireless tinkerer with equipment and so on, I think that gave him some of the energy to keep working on his plays forever. He was always, always trying to fix them and tinker with them. And his land always looked, things looked good here. Where his land was, and I once asked him why, and he gave that perfect droll pause, and then he said, good equipment. And I think the good equipment was also inside himself. There's a kind of a stubborn, forceful, relentless quality he had, you know, to keep the equipment in good shape.
Tom Cole is a playwright and a friend of Arthur Miller's. Mr. Cole, thank you so much for sharing stories about your friend and your neighbor.
Well, thank you.